Hello, and welcome to the Fireborn Inspirations Life Devotional Series, hosted by the Reverend Jane Babbage, as she shares her perspective and wisdom on an array of life-changing experiences which are designed to inspire your heart while often making you laugh, think, and or chuckle. Now here's your host, the Reverend Jane Babbage.
Greetings, and welcome to today's episode of Walking with an Apostle, my life devotional series, a storytelling of my life experiences with God, His Word, and His servant. Let me start with, I'm a planner. In one of the other episodes, I talk about being a planner. I was created that way by God. And as a planner, one of our common questions is, when? And I want that answer to be specific. My daughter will say to me, Mom, we should go get our feet done, get a pedicure. My very first question is, when? Her response is, I don't know, but we need to do that. She has my husband's gene. He wasn't a planner. He was one of those people that got up that day and decided what he was going to do. And that's how he was made. But I'm here to tell you that I need details. I need information. I need to know when. I need to know where. I need to know what time. I need to know what I'm supposed to wear. Is it casual? Is it dressy? I have questions. That's who I am. My natural planning gift gets totally frustrated by the people God has made to be as my husband was. Well, we'll worry about it when it gets here. And my husband used to laugh at me because I would follow him around the house, asking questions, fully aware that I'm not going to get the answers I'm looking for, but it's just how I was. And he'd turn around and he'd hug me and he'd say, babe, it's going to be okay. We'll know when we get there what we're supposed to do. Talk about frustration. But that frustration went two ways because I was frustrating him because I'm asking for details. He's frustrating me because not only does he not have them, he's not trying to get them. It's not a concern. You know, children are like that. Children will ask their mother, can I have a cookie? She'll say, after dinner. Now that gives some parameters. That child knows, I can have a cookie after dinner. If the answer is no, what's the next question a child asks? Why? Now we go into the continual questions. But when you give a child a parameter that they understand, they go, okay, so I'm going to count on after dinner having a cookie. When we go to that place of wanting answers because we want to know, I want you to translate that to our relationship with the Lord. We'll go to the Lord and we'll be asking the Lord about something. When is this going to happen? Or when is that going to happen? And I don't know about you, but a lot of time I get what they call dead air space. I get no response. That no response a lot of times is the Lord saying to you after. Many of my conversations with the Lord involve that unspoken after. And that would be something that in the after or the afterwards was in his timing. He was, as the word says, working all things together for the good. But I have a hard time with that. Apostle Akins has learned and demonstrates this life-changing principle in her walk with God. And I would watch this, and my friends, it was alarming to me. When she was waiting for God to move or to answer something, she does not let the fact that she doesn't have a clue of how he's going to do it, when he's going to do it. Her response is, but God. I need to get a new car. But God. I need to find out how I'm going to pay for dental work. But God. She does not let the fact that she doesn't know the details frustrate her. What she does have full confidence in is that God's going to do it. Watching this time and time again in her life has taught me to trust in the but God concept. Because I have seen the apostle in the afterwards as he has done what he can do and only he can do, do exceedingly abundantly all she could have asked for if she had details for his glory. Now, I am still learning this revelatory concept, but I wanted to share it with you so that you would be able to take a step of purposed faith to embrace the afterwards or the but God concept in your life. Hebrews 11:1 is a scripture reference apostle responds when she waits on God. Now faith is the substance of things hoped for, the evidence of things not seen, for by in it the elders obtain a good report. And as we look at that, I want you to understand that this is not something that the servant of God says cavalier or off the cuff. It is a deep-rooted, known, revelatory concept that when she has a need, when she has a question, she doesn't let it frustrate her. She immediately moves to that place of knowing that after God's done doing what he needs to do, I'll be okay because it's but God. The reason but God is because only God can bring the outcome that's meant to be. As we close here, I want to give you an apostolic revelatory definition of the afterwards. It is a season or time in which God in sovereignty works to cause all things to work together for us according to his will and his timing. I'm going to read that again. It is a season or time in which God in his sovereignty works to cause all things to work together for us according to his will and his timing. So the concept of after or but God involves three spiritual concepts. But God, that's trusting when he is working on your behalf for your afterwards. Two, now faith in Hebrews 11:1 says, meaning while I go about doing what I last heard from him, I hold on to the faith that my afterwards is in his hands. And three, good report. But God and after will always have a good report. A good report that we can not only rely on, but it will bring him glory. So as Hebrews 11:1 encourages us, when we hear from God after, or we hear but God, or we hear I'm doing it, however God speaks to you, the now faith, that waiting in the afterward for the afterwards, is that substance of things hoped for. The but God is the evidence of things not seen, for by it we will have that good report. I encourage you today on anything that you're waiting on God for, and you've not heard any details, you've not heard specifics, you know that he's working, but you don't know how or when, how it's going to happen, I encourage you to put your faith in him and in Hebrews 11:1. Walk in that, move in that, believe in that, and he will bring it to pass in the afterwards. Until next time, remember, we craft our life and legacy daily. Do it as it becometh you.
Did you enjoy that? Well, we thought you would. We also invite you to check out more resources from Jane Babbage by logging onto the website at www.fireborninspirations.com or follow us at Fireborn Inspirations on Instagram and Facebook. Until next time, we say thanks again for listening and encourage you to continue to craft your life and legacy daily as it becometh you. This program is produced by Creative Impact, LLC, with all rights reserved.